FM. Senior Focus. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Anne-Marie Khoury. I'm your presenter for this edition of Senior Focus. This is almost midwinter, and it's a cold snap, and we're having to put on more layers, think ahead a bit, taking rollies with us when we go out and so on. But it's also the time of the year when people actually do like to extend themselves together to link up with others, and it's nice to have the odd drink of red wine or a coffee or chill out in front of a fire and reminisce, think back about things that we have noticed that are changing around us, and remember people who've passed on. And in a way, that fits very nicely with the Matariki winter festival time. So we will have a program that focuses on Matariki, I'm hopeful, in the next week or so. And tune in, keep listening, because we are planning ahead and we are having interesting guests and so on our shows. Now, today I especially want to draw to your attention that Grey Power is advocating for seniors, particularly those who are coming up against long waiting lists for health conditions, those that want advocacy around things that have gone wrong in post the floods, or difficulties with council, where the council's pipes have created floods, difficulties with council over basic services not being there. I've noticed that there's a particular light missing in the park on the North Shore, and it normally would be lighting the bus stop as well as the park, but it's not actually doing anything because the bulb isn't working. And I have reported it, nothing's happened. So those are the sorts of things where Grey Power can muscle in and add a bit of value. Now, it's a time of the year when Grey Power looks for people to join. They like to present more about themselves, and lots of people have heard the word Grey Power, but not everybody knows what's involved. And with different generations, I can remember back in the day when there was a big surtax on income that you earned above super. So if you earned more than $2,000 of income in a year, you were taxed 50%. And that surtax was quite mean, and it cut into people's choices and into their lives and into their support systems and their capacity to support their children and their grandchildren and so on, and look after their healthcare. So that was what created Grey Power. It grew out of that frustration, and halls were packed up and down the country. These people were in their 60s and they were full of energy and drive, and they were really going for it. And it took 5 years, because there was no social media in those days, no cell phones, and it just took a absolute focus and crack record approach. It was very successful. And I know that Winston Peters was able to get into Parliament on the back of the strength of that movement. But today, because I guess we're faced with a myriad of changes, we're faced with lots more red tape in our lives, we're faced with perhaps a greater divide, where people who are well off and who would have joined Grey Power in the past because of the surtax, because they were being hit by it, they're not squeezed as hard In fact, some people are doing extremely well, being wealthy in their own right and having quite a high income, and collect the pension as well. And that's why I've had Susan St. John on the program to basically suggest that if you're going to means test, and if this is going to be necessary, as the numbers of people receiving super continue to rise and the bill continues to rise, I feel strongly that it's the top end that needs trimming. People at the top end, morally, who don't need super, should be having a conscience. But if they don't, then it's up to government to find that mechanism that works. And if a surtax was to be put on as a form of means testing, it would be self-administering. I mean, no one in their right mind would continue to draw super if they were on an income of over $1 million. They wouldn't continue to draw super if the tax was more than the super. And that's the kind of thinking that would really generate good outcomes for government, for society, and it would be fair, and it would actually help to reduce this extreme division that we have in society between the haves and the have-nots. I mean, and it's... it seems quite absurd to be giving to people who've already got such a high surplus when there are people at the bottom of the pile who don't have a roof over their heads or haven't got any long-term housing security. So anyway, today I just want to remind people that Grey Power offers quite a lot to its members. It's not hard to join, it's not expensive, and North Shore Grey Power, their subs are $20 a single, and they have four meetings a year, like many of the other Grey Powers across Auckland. And at their meetings they have interesting speakers, and indeed North Shore Grey Power are going to have a meeting this month. It will be their midwinter meeting on the 27th of June at 1 o'clock at the North Harbour Netball Centre in Northcote Road, just off the motorway. Now, it is actually near the 928 bus service from Smales Farm, so it's not impossible to get there on public transport. Also, I found that people are very helpful and kind and willing to provide lifts and that to people afterwards. So if you can get there, it's worthwhile. Now, the speaker for this meeting is the historian David Veron. And already I've read an article about him in the latest North Shore Grey Power newsletter, and that article was very clearly describing how he grew up on the shore in Birkenhead, just close to the Chelsea Sugar Factory, which he could both smell and hear, using the Birkenhead Library, which was a rather poor library and rather tiny and small and dark and dingy, and as libraries were in the 50s. And I remember my local library in Christchurch. I had to walk past the Addington Prison to this library. It had brown lino on the floor, and you could barely read the titles of the books because the lighting was so bad. The libraries today are just so wonderful. They're hubs, they're community gathering places, and there's all kinds of things going on. I mean, I noticed that East Coast Bay's library has the Death Cafes running, so at least monthly, I think it is, they have sessions, and you can go along to a session, just book in. It's not religious, and it's not medical. It's really just to help people put some thought into what's important for them in facing up to death, and it's been a bit of a taboo subject. So it's a very useful conversation to have, to consider what's important to have around you when you're at that stage of your life where your days are very limited. And if there's something you really want, music you really want, a favourite cushion, certain reading, poetry, you might not be able to read some things yourself at that point, but somebody may be able to read to you. You may be in a facility being cared for with piped music, but you could have your own music and make sure you have what you want. But sometimes it's not easy to organise any of this when you get to that stage. You have to do it in advance. And then you know that it's around and it's easy for others to find and administer and share with you. I know one woman who has quite a large box, and in this box she has a favourite cushion, she has special reading material, she has music in the form that she wants it, she has candles, she has a favourite object or two, things she wants to focus her attention on, she wants to be able to see, and a very nice shawl. And those things she's put aside for especially times where maybe she has an operation and she wants cheering up afterwards, or maybe she, this is when she's terminally ill, or this is when she's in her very final stages of life on the planet. But she's created this wonderful treasure box, and it just seems to me to be a magnificent gesture, something to care for yourself. And I think that's probably the area that we struggle with the most, self-care. It's not really easy to do. It's not well kind of rewarded. In fact, we tend to sort of see that people who focus on themselves, we tend to think are egotistical, and we don't tend to go in for praising or supporting. A lot that goes with that. But genuine self-care is really necessary for a good life. It's really hard to have a good life without it, because no one else, there's so many things that no one else can really do. Friends try to make you comfortable if you're ill and needing care. People do extend themselves, but it's rare that people know enough about you to be able to provide the best, because sometimes we've lost our best. We've lost those that cared for us the most. They're already gone. We may be the last left. And in that way, if we've prepared a box, there's some hope. If we've got an enduring power of attorney, a person who has some authority and legal status, who's able to advocate, that person could make good use of the box. So they don't need to be someone who is very close or has a very deep bond. They may be very good at being an advocate, and they may be very useful as an enduring power of attorney, and you may need to rely on them. But if you've prepared a box that's full of treasure and that's so valuable to you, that's got exactly what you want, then they can do a very good job. They can do a much better job of helping you through your final phase of living. So back to grey power, one aspect that people may not be aware is that when you become a member of grey power, you automatically also receive the option of being provided with accident-free insurance. So if you were to die by accident as a member, you would be entitled to $2,000 payout, which comes very soon after your death, and it's very valuable for family members and a great help with funeral costs. So that's something that we never know what's going to happen to us, but it's something that's a comfort because it's something we don't have to actually pay for. It's part of the arrangement is belonging to Grey Power. Now, also, you can join Grey Power Electricity and gain benefits from being a Grey Power Electricity customer on lower rates. And I won't give an advertisement for that, but increasingly, people joining Grey Power are also joining Grey Power Electricity. So many people are finding it very worthwhile. And I incidentally noticed that some people are attracted to join Grey Power specifically so they can become Grey Power Electricity customers, because you can't unless you're a Grey Power member. So those rates are significantly better than if you were getting the same service from the same provider but you weren't a Grey Power member. You'd be paying more for that same service. So that's another bonus. And there's a skincare company that are offering substantial discounts. It's a very high value product, organic and good reputation. And I'm not going to advertise and say names or anything, but that product is available to Grey Power members. It's something that Grey Power has worked on to expand the range of benefits that they offer. Now, advocacy, though, is something that you get when you join Grey Power. You have the capacity to have issues taken up by Grey Power. So if you feel that something's gone wrong in a contract with an individual or a company, they haven't delivered what you thought you were paying for, it's possible for Grey Power to look into this and to assist you. And we have a case written up in the Grey Power newsletter currently, it's the North Shore one, of a case where a tradesperson was taking deposits for new kitchens, and he would rip the person's kitchen out, but then he would disappear. And there are many, many cases that this individual has ripped people off significantly, many thousands of dollars. And so we have supported, North Shore Grey Power has supported the woman concerned with this particular case, helping her go to the disputes tribunal and search the company's register, find out his history, find out about these other cases, and take a claim to the police to try to encourage them to take up some of the issues that are indeed criminal and see if they will do a prosecution. But that requires a high standard of evidence, and so Grey Power's been responsible to support this individual, this woman, so that she hasn't had to do it on her own and she hasn't felt browbeaten or that she's banging her head against a brick wall entirely because she's had that support. So that's the advocacy journey that Grey Power supports people on and helps at their discretion and with their permission, of course. We don't do things unless people want them done. Now, we also communicate through our National Federation Board. We communicate directly with Ministers of Parliament. We take up cases to the Ministers. We look into issues around housing, in terms of loss of pensioner housing, loss of buildings in the community where seniors raise money for them, and now they've been taken over by council and council wants to sell them and use the money for the benefit maybe of the whole community, but is not really considering the needs of seniors at all. So there are many situations where it's relevant for people to have their interests taken up, either at council level or at government level. And when Grey Power's involved, more listening goes on, more meetings go on, the pressure goes on, and it makes it easier because the individuals don't have to front up necessarily, they don't have to wear all that stress. And that's what makes it worthwhile belonging to Grey Power. You know that you have got that facility there if and when you need it. If you're not a member, then you can't expect that kind of action, that detailed information and journeying and hand-holding and support. Now, I've talked about we. I have a vested interest in North Shore Grey Power in particular. I'm a member and I'm on that committee. And I have been previously when I lived in a different part of Auckland. I was president of Auckland Grey Power for a number of years, 7-odd years. And so my history goes back to my early 60s, and I've been to many meetings, both nationally. I've been on the Federation Board nationally, and I've been to many regional meetings where the heads of all the Grey Powers across Auckland get together. And so I can say that it's the only body I know of that actually advocates for seniors on their behalf consistently. Other organisations do things like the CAB, Citizens Advice Bureau. They are on deck and they have a very good database and they're very good at advocacy. And I'm not suggesting you don't use their services. What I'm suggesting is that sometimes it's helpful to consider what Grey Power can offer. Now, the day of this program, the 15th of June, is World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and I haven't talked about it at all much this year, but it's a topic that I do bring up from time to time. Age Concern have government funding to be able to look into elder abuse, and I do recommend if people have serious concerns that they contact Age Concern, and there is an 0800 number which I will give out for support, 0800 32 6 6 8 6 5. And you may want to talk about someone's abuse that you have observed and that troubles you. You may want to talk about your own experience, and you may just want to get information. But that's a good number to keep close by you. 0800 32 6685. Because abuse happens in subtle ways. It doesn't always come at like the point of a barrel of a gun. It's like just some worming and subtle questioning and, oh, and what did you do with that money? And, oh, we need such and such. And maybe you would just let us use your FPOS card today so we can actually pay the rest of our lay-by off, or we can get some extra food in today, this week, or, you know, these sorts of subtle but not so subtle questions and probings and suggestions that I've laid on. And it can come from family, but it can also come from individuals who chat you up. And if you're lonely, you maybe get drawn into the conversation. You may enjoy the company, and before long you find yourself, you know, doing things that you probably wouldn't have done if you looked at it carefully beforehand. So, recognizing that this is the soft stuff of the pressures that come on to older people, the difficulties people have thinking, oh, you don't need this, I need it more than you. The difficulties people have because they make comparisons with themselves and you, and the difficulties people have when they are lacking enough contact with others, when you're on your own and people aren't paying much attention to you. To have someone who befriends you is very comforting, and that can lead to a situation where you feel obliged to do some looking after them. So when they make suggestions, you are very tempted to follow suit and back up. And that's what they're after. So please think carefully about the situations you enter into, and make sure if you've got any worries at all about your money or who's handling it and how it's being managed, find an independent source that you can trust, that you can talk to. So it's CAB, that's Age Concern, or the 0800 number 32 6685. Next time I'll have a guest in, and we'll look more at Matariki. In the meantime, find ways to have fun and enjoy your midwinter celebrations.
Get together with Senior Focus next Sunday at 5:25 p.m. on Planet FM 104.6, or listen online at any time at planetaudio.org.nz/Senior Focus. And do note, Senior Focus is one word.
Our Earth has existed for 45 million centuries, but this one is special. Ours has the planet's future in its hands.
Technology, entertainment, design, and much more. TED Talks brings you inspiring presentations from speakers across the world. Hear activists, experts, and thought leaders sharing their ideas and stories. Wednesdays at 10 past 2 p.m., only live and only on Planet FM.
Are you a mum with young children? Feeling exhausted, low in sleep, low in mood?
There is a place you can go.
Try going on safari.
Safari multicultural playgroups are for moms and kids aged 0 to 5, especially anyone from a migrant or refugee background. The playgroups are free to attend. There is a pick-up and drop-off service and even free English classes.
For more information, email safari@belong.org.nz. That's belong, belong.org.nz.
That tweet is perfect for preschoolers, everything from...